在开始的时候，请弟兄姊妹，我们大家低头，我们再做一个简短的祷告。
Before we begin, we ask our sister to bow the head, and then we'll have a short prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Our heart is full of thanksgiving for you, Lord.
因为你的恩典一直带领我们来到这个第三个下午。
Because your grace has led us thus far to the third afternoon.
主啊，我们求你在这个地方仍旧向我们显现。
We ask that in this place you will continue to appear to us.
在我们灵的深处加添力量。
So that you will give us strength in the depth of our spirit.
在我们在这里仍旧深处满了渴望来追求你。
So that in the depth of our spirit.
复活的
生 with that resurrection life.
下午这一点点的时间，这个地方满了主的生命。
May this time over here in the afternoon it is full of the life of the Lord.
因为你就是生命的活泉。
Because you are the source of the living life.
哇，唯有你能供应我们。
Only you can supply us.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们愿意把说的、听的都交在你的恩手中。
Lord, we give to you this one who speaks and the one who hears.
愿主实在得着我们全心的爱戴。
May you receive all of our love.
让我们在地上的日子越过越清楚，唯独你是我们的标杆。
So that we would know clearer and clearer on earth that only you are our goal.
我们在地上除了你，主让我们不爱慕别的。
Lord, other than you, let us love no one else.
让我们也不追求别的。
So that we will pursue no one else.
好叫你自己的工作在我们身上能够得以完全。
So that your work can be completed upon us.
让你自己的形象真的能够刻画在我们的里面。
So that your image can be formed within us.
让每个弟兄姊妹，无论生活在世界的任何一个角落，都是耶稣基督的见证人。
So that each brother and sister, no matter where we live on earth, we are the witnesses of Christ.
主，我们垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 我们在第三个下午呢，我们想和弟兄姊妹来交通。在金钱上操练自己。
And in this third afternoon, we want to fellowship with brothers and sisters to practice godliness for ourselves.
我们都知道这一句话呢是出自提摩太前书第四章。
We know that this saying came from First Timothy chapter 4.
所以我们请弟兄姊妹打开提摩太前书第四章，我们读一下。
So brothers and sisters, please turn to First Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章
First Timothy chapter 4，
我们从第七节读到十一节。
We will read from verse 7 to verse 11。
只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在金钱上操练自己，操练身体益处还少，唯独金钱凡事都有益处。已有今生和来生的应许，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。我们劳苦努力正是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。这些事你要吩咐人，也要教导人。
Verse 7. But reject profane and old wives fablesAnd exercise yourself toward godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of acceptance. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe.These things command and teach.
这里金钱的意思呢，我想很多弟兄姊妹都知道，就是要像神。
And I think many brothers and sisters know to be godly means to be like God.
意思就是说呢，要把神的样式把它活出来。
And that is to say to lift out the image or likeness of God.
这个 likeness 要把它 活出来，就是把神的样子活出来。
And that is to live out the likeness of God.
那我们知道，如果我们里面没有基督的性格
，And if we do not have the character of Christ，
我们得不到基督的那个形象
，And we will not have His image。
我们外面就不可能有一个样式。
And on the outside, then we will not have His likeness.
所以因此，这个追求敬虔
，So therefore, to pursue godliness，
跟我们在神面前。接受神在我们性格上面的改变有非常重大的关系。
This has much to do with our willingness to accept God's changes in our life.
我们第一天下午就讲到
，The first afternoon we have mentioned this.
在神永远的旨意上面
，In the eternal will of God.
他要他所创造的人，每一个人都具备有他的形象。
He wants every one of the man that he created to have his own image.
那么每一个人都能够把神的样式表现出来。
So that everyone can express God's likeness.
所以因此呢，我们看见在神的旨意里面，他就是要让基督的性格呢，能够组织在我们这些人的性格里面。
So therefore, God wants to form the character of Christ in each one of us.
我们讲到一个基督徒一蒙恩得救的时候。
We talked about when a Christian was first saved.
主把他的生命赐给我们。
He gave us his life.
这个生命里面呢，就包含了神的形，主的形象在里面。
And in this life, it's included God's image.
因为这个生命里面有基督的性格，有基督的性情。
This also contains the character of Christ and the personality of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果我们经过圣灵和十字架在我们身上的工作。
If we have gone through the work of the cross and the Holy Spirit upon us,
基督的性格逐渐地组织在我们的身上
and the character of Christ slowly will form within us.
那么就是说，主的那个形象在你的里面有了一个发展
and that is to say, the image of God has a growth within you.
也可以说你拥有了主的形象
or you can say that you have obtained the image of God.
那么在你的生活里面呢，很自然的。就能够把神的样式表现出来。
And naturally in your life you would express the likeness of God.
我们晓得这是神的心意。
We know that this is His will.
所以我们讲到今天主要建立他的教会。
So today when God wants to build His church,
是用什么样的一种情形来建造呢？
What kind of condition would He build His church?
所以第二天下午我们讲到神乃是用基督的性格建立基督的教会。
So yes, second afternoon we talked about he used the character of Christ to build the church.
今天在地上的基督教里面
，today on the in Christianity on earth，
我们大多数人都以为说有了恩赐就可以建立教会。
Many of us thought that if we have gifts, then we can build a church.
我们有了知识，我们有了才干，我们就可以建立教会。
When we have ability, when we have knowledge, then we can build His church.
但是呢，我们忽略了那个性格的重要。
But we have did not put attention on to have the importance of character.
结果我们看见在各地的教会里面都充满着许多的难处。
So we see many difficulties arises in different fellowships.
有的人恩赐非常大。
Many people have great gifts.
那么能力非常大。
They have great abilities.
也有丰富的知识。
They also have abundant knowledge.
但是在教会的那个整个治理上面呢，充满着各样的难处在里面。
But in the governing of the church, it's full of problems.
那么奇妙的是啊
，And the wonderful thing is,
有的大的教会难处很多。
Some great churches have many problems.
有的教会呢，人很少，难处也是很多。
But some churches have only a few people, but they still have great problems.
所以那个小教会的难处一点都不比那个教大教会的难处少。
So therefore, the small gathering has problems as big as the great churches.
我们知道为什么有这些难处在呢
？But why do we have these problems?
那个根结最重要的点就是性格的问题。
And the root of these problems are the characters.
所以我们知道一个好的性格是神可以用的。
A good character is what God can use.
一个不好的性格给教会带来很大的难处。
A bad character will bring much trouble for the church.
其实弟兄姊妹们，我们都很领会。
Brother and sister, I think we all understand this.
就是我们家庭的生活。
It is like our family life.
很多的问题都是性格的问题。
Many problems came from our character.
啊，还不是什么钱的问题，钱是外面。
It's not even talking about money. Money is on the outside.
也不是很多关系的问题。
It's not even the relationship itself.
很多时候都是性格的问题。
Very often it is the problem of the character.
所以一个婚姻如果建立在好的性格上, 这个家庭的光景就比较完美。
So if a marriage is built upon good character, this marriage will be, this family will be beautiful.
你碰到那个古怪的性格的时候呢, 这个家庭就麻烦多了。
When you have encountered strange characters, then this family would have very a lot of problems.
如果再生几个孩子都是古怪个性, 那就麻烦更多。
And if you have a few children that all have strange characters, then you will have much trouble.
所以我们看见这个性格的影响是很大的。
So you know that this character have great influence in our life.
我们也可以看见有很多基督徒, 他所以受苦并不一定是犯罪。
And also, many Christians, they are suffering not necessarily because they were sinning.
他并不一定做错了事, 所以他受苦。
It's not necessary because they've done something wrong, that's why they're suffering.
很多人的受苦是因为他的性格受苦。
Many people suffer because of their own character.
所以他自己的性格造成他自己很苦, 也造成别人很苦。
And his character will cause him to suffer much, and also people around him to suffer.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 神把我们救赎回来之后,
So brother and sister, when God saves us,
所以神要在我们的性格上面, 神要来做工的。
Upon our character, God needs to work.
我们讲到什么样的性格才是好性格呢?
What kind of character then can we consider it good?
我们这两天下午一再的强调, 天然的性格没有一个是美丽的。
And once and again, like yesterday afternoon we said, not, in the natural character, none of it is beautiful.
我想我们作为基督徒啊, 我们应该有神的眼光。
I think being a Christian, we should have the eyesight of God.
因为在神的眼光里面来看, 天然的性格没有一个是美丽的。
Because in the eyesight of God, no natural character is beautiful.
也没有一个性格是完全的。
There is no character is complete.
因为神定义, 是要把他儿子的性格赐给我们。
Because God set His will to put the character of His Son into us.
所以因此呢, 在神的眼中啊, 只有基督的性格才是最美丽的性格。
So therefore, in the eyes of God, only the character of Christ, His Son, it is the most beautiful.
只有基督的性格是完全的性格。
Only His character, it is the perfect one.
只有基督的性格是完全。
Only His character is complete.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
So therefore, brothers and sisters,
神要把我们这些救赎回来的人,
God want these people whom He saved,
用他儿子的性格来代替我们的性格,
to use the character of His Son to substitute ours.
这个不仅关乎到今天我们在地上的生活,家庭的生活的,
This is not only concerning our family life and our life on earth.
更重要的是关乎到他永远的旨意。
Because more importantly, it is concerning His eternal will.
关乎到他教会的建造,
concerning the building up of His church.
所以我们希望这一次的特会, 主在这个点上, 实在在我们里面给我们有清清楚楚的看见。
So we pray that the Lord, in this conference, will show us this point very clearly.
在往后的日子里面,
So that when we go on,
我们再也不要欣赏自己天然的个性,
we will no longer admire our own character.
我们再也不要去称赞别人那个天然的性格,
or we go praise other people's character.
我们要在教会里面相互的勉励,
we should encourage one another.
我们要好好地追求让基督的性格显在我们的身上,
we must pursue so that the character of Christ can be manifested through us.
哪里的教会基督的性格显得多, 哪里的教会的光景就正常。
Wherever the church, the character of Christ can manifest more, their condition will be more normal.
哪里教会显出基督的性格多,
Wherever the character of Christ can be manifested more,
那里就有更多基督身体合一的见证。
There will be more testimony of the oneness of Christ's body.
所以弟兄姊妹,这个性格在今天在我们个人的生活,家庭生活,在教会生活里面, 都具有非常重要的一个地位。
So therefore, this character building has much to do with our daily life and our spiritual life.
因为这是神的心意。
Because this is His will.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 基督的性格就是属灵的性格。
So therefore, the character of Christ is the spiritual character.
所以我们还需要让主在我们身上做一点改变的工作。
So therefore, we need the changes of the Lord done on us.
所以你看见, 保罗在最后写信给提摩太的时候,
So we see when Paul writes to Timothy at the end,
特别在提摩太前书第四章, 我们刚才读过的一些话,
Especially in First Timothy, the one that we have read.
保罗在这里非常着重的讲到，要追在敬虔上操练自己。
Paul paid much attention to exercising your godliness.
因为我们要把神的样式活出来。
Because we want to live out the likeness of God.
这个呢是今天我们的教会追求里面非常重要的一个追求。
This is a very important pursuit of a Christian.
我们头一天下午讲到啊。
The first afternoon we mentioned.
基督徒有两个重要的追求。
A Christian have two important pursuits.
那么一个就是要追求认识神永远的旨意。
One is to pursue the eternal purpose of God.
第二个就是要追求能够承接神永远旨意的性格。
The second is to pursue the character which can contain the eternal purpose of God.
你看保罗在提摩太前书第四章就很明显地提到这两个点。
Paul mentioned these two points very clearly in chapter 4 of 1 Timothy.
这是基督徒根基的学习。
Because this is the basic learning of a Christian.
所以保罗第一个要叫他们在神的话语上面受教育。
So Paul wanted the children of God to be taught in the word of God.
这个是关乎认识的问题。
This is concerning knowing.
然后下面呢就提到了我们要在敬虔上操练自己。
And the second point is to exercise your godliness.
那么这个就是一个性格的问题。
And this is concerning your character.
所以我们需要有一种的性格。
So therefore we need a type of character.
神才能放心地把他的旨意托付在我们这些人身上。
God can entrust his purpose to us.
所以保罗在这里劝勉提摩太。
So here Paul is encouraging Timothy.
他说这个操练身体益处还少。
He said, to exercise bodily, it profits a little.
他这里呢，用这个操练身体啊，那么跟这个操练敬虔呢，能摆在一起来比较。
It put in comparison the exercising of your godliness and the exercise of your body.
哎呀，我现在发现，在弟兄姊妹中间也是，这个注重操练身体的人越来越多啊。
And among the brothers and sisters, I realize those who pay attention to bodily exercise are more and more.
很多时候大家在一起谈论呢。
And very often when we are talking together,
哎呀，我们谈论这个身体呀，比谈论那个属灵的生命要来得多。
When we talk about how to exercise our body, we do that much more often than exercising godliness.
我这些年有时候在各地走动。
And these years I've been traveling among the children of God.
有的弟兄看见我来了很高兴。
And some brothers and sisters see me coming, they are very happy.
第一件事情送上一大本操练身体的这个书。
And the first thing they gave me a huge book about how to exercise your body.
我现在家里面有好几本。
And I have a few copies already at home.
他们不太注意我这个灵里面的光景呢，他们注意我的身体。
They did not pay attention to how my condition, a spiritual condition is, but they pay attention to my bodily condition.
可能在同一个世纪啊。
Maybe in the first century.
因为这个奥林匹克的运动，这个风气也蛮盛。
And because of the Olympic trend was very very popular.
所以在小亚细亚一带的人呢，大家都练身体。
So therefore, in Asia Minor, everybody is having exercises of their body.
所以这个保罗看在心里面呢，这个心里面很着急。
So therefore, Paul has a concern in his heart.
所以他劝勉基督徒。
So he encouraged the Christians.
说不定因为提摩太身体不大好，他也在那里拼命练身体。
And maybe Timothy, because he has a weak body, so therefore he is also exercising.
所以保罗就对提摩太说啊
，So Paul said to Timothy，
操练身体益处还少。
To have bodily exercise it benefits a little。
保罗意思也没说你从现在开始起不要操练身体，没有啊。
Paul didn't say that you should not exercise your body。
但是你不可以忽略另外一个操练。
But you cannot neglect the other exercise。
这个操练敬虔是更重要的。
Because it's more important to practice to exercise your godliness。
因为你操练敬虔之后呢？你的性格上有所改变的时候呢，这个不仅对你的身体会有益处，对属灵事情有更多的益处。
Because once you exercise your spiritual body, you not only it will benefit you spiritually, also benefit you in your body.
我的确发现啊，我们这个人管理我们这个人的身体跟性格也有关系的。
I truly felt that when we control our spirit, it has a lot to do with the body.
哎呀，有的人真的很有个性。
Some people have strong characters.
像我的爸爸他已经过世到主那去了。
It's like my father, and he already passed away to the Lord.
那么在世主他跟我们生活在一起。
And he lived with us.
他也具备这个军人的性格。
He has the character of a soldier.
所以到了晚上吃过晚饭之后呢, 任何好东西他都不吃。
And so after the dinner meal, he would not eat anything, even if it is the best things.
哎呀，我们拿出再好的东西给他，他碰都不碰。We
bring out all kinds of good things for him, but he would not eat it.
你无论怎么劝他吃一点吧，他就是不吃。And
you ask him to just taste a little bit, and he would not.
哇，真是很有个性啊。He
has that character.
你看他有这个好的性格。He
has that good character.
像我就很差了。For
me, I am very weak.
人家拿上什么我就吃了。No
matter what they bring on the table, I will try it.
有的时候吃得很饱，看得好的还吃。And
even though when I was very full, they bring some more, I'll try it.
所以我的身体赶不上我父亲。Therefore,
my body is not as good as my
father's.所以你看见一个人的性格，你可以影响一个人的身体的。So
you know a person's character can influence their
body.所以你如果具备基督的性格的话呢？So
if you have the character of
Christ，那么弟兄姊妹们。 你的身体也会有好处的。Then
it is beneficial even to your body.
啊，他说凡事都有益处，对吧？
Because it's benefiting all things.
也包括了这个身体。And
it includes your body.
所以弟兄姊妹们。So
brothers and sisters.
有一个错误的观念。There
is a wrong concept.
有人说那个弟兄那个姊妹因为太爱主了，整天在那操练纪念，结果把身体操练坏，这个不对。We
will say that that brother or that sister, because they love God so much, and all day they're practicing their godliness, and their body went bad. And that is a wrong concept.
我们晓得主耶稣在世的时候，身体非常的健壮，是吧？We
know that the Lord Jesus himself, he has a healthy body.
因为我们主的性格是完全的性格。Because
our Lord has a perfect character.
所以他的整个生活起居啊，都是非常正常的。So
therefore, his daily living, it is very normal.
当然这个插出去讲了。Of
course, this is outside the topic.
那我们知道一个好的性格。
But we know a good character.
弟兄姊妹们，使我们能够表现出神的样式。
Causes us to express God's likeness.
所以，这是今天我们在地上非常重要的一个追求。
This is a very important pursuit for us on earth.
我们从圣经里面也可以看见。
We also can see in the Bible.
一个人性格的改变呢，跟他这个蒙恩的程度有关系。
A person's character's changes has something to do with how mature this person is.
弟兄姊妹们，神能不能把更多的祝福赐给我们？
Can God give us more blessings?
跟我们的性格有关。
Has something to do with our character.
我记得有一次跟一位年长的弟兄在一起啊。
I remember one time I was with an elder brother.
他忽然讲了这么一句话。
All of a sudden, he said this.
他说我看呢，基督徒的蒙恩呢，跟性格很有关。
He said that I think that the receiving of grace of a lot of Christians has something to do with their character.
弟兄姊妹，这是真的。
Brother and sister, this is true.
你看，在约翰福音第三章第34节里面讲到。
You see in Gospel according to John, chapter 3, verse 34.
那里讲到说呢，神赐圣灵给他是没有限量的。There
it mentioned that God gave him the Spirit without limit.
我们知道那个他是指的基督说，主耶稣说的。And
we know that this he is talking about the Christ and talking about the Lord himself.
神赐圣灵给他的儿子是没有限量的。And
it says that God sent the Spirit to his Son without limit.
我们知道那是指的主耶稣基督道成肉身的时候在地上的光景说的。
We know that this is talking about the condition when the Son of God became flesh on earth.
我想作为基督徒，我们要明白一件事情。I
think as a Christian, we need to understand one thing.
对我们来说，神所赐最大的礼物是我们主耶稣基督。I
think the greatest gift God can give to us, it is the Lord Jesus himself.
神把他的儿子当礼物赐给我们，这是最大的礼物。God
sent his Son as a gift to us. This is the greatest gift.
但是神最大的祝福是什么呢？是圣灵。
And the greatest blessing that God sends is the Holy Spirit.
在加拉太书里面讲到，我们可以得着神所应许亚伯拉罕的福，就是圣灵。
And in Galatians, it talks about when we receive the blessing of Abraham, it is talking about the Holy Spirit.
这句话怎么解释呢？
How do you explain that?
这告诉我们，主耶稣基督把一切都做成了。
It tells us that Jesus Christ has already finished everything.
神也把一切的丰富都放在他儿子的里面。
And God has already put his fullness in his son.
然后神把他的儿子当礼物给了我们。
And then he put him as a gift to give to us.
哎呀，这个可是不得了的一件事情。
This is a marvelous thing.
弟兄姊妹，在我们里面拥有了神全部的丰富了，对不对？
Because within us we have the fullness of God. Isn't that true?
啊，这个很多基督徒都信不来的。
Many Christians could not believe this.
呀，我们想哪里有啊？
How is that?
好像我们也摸不到，感觉不到，对不对？
Because we do not feel it, we do not.
但是事实上，你拥有了主耶稣基督，你拥有了神所一切的丰富。
But the fact is, when you have Jesus Christ, you have all the fullness of God.
但是一个问题在哪里呢？
So where is the problem?
你必须容让圣灵把这些丰富释放出来。
You must allow the Holy Spirit to release the fullness.
所以我们基督徒都知道，有圣灵，你才有真正的实际，你才有真正的经历。
So as Christian, you know, to have the reality, you need the Holy Spirit.
所以没有圣灵，你就不可能有实际，也不可能有经历。
You will not have experience or reality if you do not have the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们所得的最大的祝福是圣灵。
So therefore, the greatest blessing we receive today is the Holy Spirit.
其实我们生活中这些小小的祝福都是圣灵在这里来赐给我们的。
In our life, all these small little blessings are everywhere around us. It is the Holy Spirit that is given to us.
为什么神赐圣灵给主耶稣是没有限量的呢？
Why is that when the Holy Spirit was given to the Lord, it is without limit?
因为基督的性格是一个完全的性格。
Because the character of Christ, it is a perfect character.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天你我只要拥有基督的性格在里面，神的祝福就源源不断的进到我们的生活里面。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, if we have the character of Christ in our life, then God's blessing will continue to come upon us.
所以你回想一下你过去的这些生活。
So think back a little bit of your life in the past.
神赐圣灵住在我们里面是要叫我们蒙福的。
God give us the Holy Spirit is to cause us to have the blessings.
为什么很多时候福分失去了呢？
Why did so many people say I lost the blessing?
弟兄姊妹，因为什么？你们性格不好啊。
Because inside you have bad character.
我们没有像基督那样的性格，完全顺从圣灵的带领。
We do not have the character of Christ to completely submit ourselves under the leading of the Holy Spirit.
因为基督里面有一个性格，它是完全跟圣灵配合的。
Because he has a character in Christ that will completely work with the Holy Spirit.
所以你看，圣灵在我们的里面要做工作很困难。
So therefore, the Holy Spirit wants to work within us. It's very difficult for him.
我年轻的时候常常听见弟兄们这样讲。
When I was young, I often hear brothers say this.
哎呀，我们这些基督徒啊，圣灵在我们里面是感而不动。
The Holy Spirit would move, but we do not move.
对，不是没有感动。
It is not that he does not move.
是感而不动。
But he moved, but we would not.
碰见什么东西呢？
What did he encounter?
碰见了你我天然的那个老性格。
It encountered our old nature within us.
所以你看，有时候，比方说举个简单的例子。
And I'll give you a simple example.
我们在祷告聚会里面常常鼓励弟兄姊妹，请大家开口祷告。
And in prayer meeting, we will encourage brothers and sisters, open your mouth to pray.
当然，这个人的劝勉算不得什么。
Of course, the encouragement of a man does not mean much.
但是有的弟兄姊妹，圣灵在里面感动啊，感动的蹦蹦跳，心啊蹦蹦跳，蹦蹦跳，都跳得快要从嘴巴出来，他就是不开口。
But many, when they were sitting there, the Holy Spirit is moving them so much, the heart is pounding out of his mouth, and he still would not open his mouth.
我记得中学的时候有一个很有趣的经验。
And when I was in high school, there is a very interesting experience.
在有一次聚会的里面，很多人啊，年轻青年聚会。
And one time in a young people's meeting, many people were there.
那后来呢，我们就开始有一个开放自由祷告的时间。
And then we will have an open time for prayers.
当然有很多青年人呢，就祷告了。
And many young people came up and prayed.
弟兄姊妹，坐在我旁边一个年轻人。
And there was a young person sitting next to me.
哎呦，我就看他被感动的简直不得了，这个位置都坐不住，真的。
He was moved so much that he was shaking in his chair.
我心里面想，你开口啊。
So in my heart, I thought, open your mouth, pray.
你开口啊。
Just open your mouth.
哎呀，搞了好久，十几分钟他就在那站
着。And he was there struggling for like 10-15 minutes.
最后弄得变得我这个不耐烦了。
So I became impatient.
我就在他大腿上拍了一下。
So I struck his lap.
哦，你不晓得啊，我这一拍，他整个人嘣的就跳起来的。
And as soon as I struck him, he sprang up.
然后一下子就冲出去了，啊，祷告起来了。
All of a sudden, all at once, all his prayer came up.
所以你知道我们这个天然的性格啊，那个神不能用，你知道吗？
You know our natural character, God cannot use.
神必须要破碎我们。
God must break us.
不能破碎我们的话呢，我们真是没办法给主用。
If he does not break us, we cannot be used by God.
当然了，这个感动赶了半天不动，那这是一个极端，对不对？
Of course, this is one extreme, when the Holy Spirit move and move and move, but you will not move.
还有一些人呢，因为祷告成习惯。
And there are others who pray in, became a habit.
我们那时候常常讲，就这个人是每会必到，这个每到必祷。
We often says that this person, whenever you gather, he will be there, and whenever you gather, he will pray.
哦，这一祷告起来没完没了。是十几二十分钟，别人也受不了。
And when they start praying, they would not end for 10-15 minutes, and other people could not stand it.
我们知道这个也是一个难处，对不对？性格上的难处。
We know this is also a problem with the character.
这个圣灵在里面呢，怎么弄也停止不了他。
And no matter how the Holy Spirit tried to stop him, he would not stop.
那弟兄姊妹，我想我举了很浅显的例子。
Brother and sister, I think these are very simple examples.
我们就知道今天圣灵在我们里面。遇见了我们性格上的难处。
Now we know what are the problems that the Holy Spirit encounter in our life.
所以神要把祝福加在我们身上，哎呀，有时候觉得很困难。
And sometimes God wants to put the blessing upon us, sometimes very difficult.
我们都有这个经验，当我们一顺从圣灵之后呢，哇，这个人好释放啊，灵里面多喜乐，对不对？
And we also experience that once we obey the Holy Spirit, that we became free and we are so joyful.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So、brothers and
sisters, 神给我们最大的礼物是主耶稣，最大的祝福是圣灵。
So therefore, God give us the greatest gift is the Lord Jesus Himself, and the greatest blessing is the Holy Spirit.
但是中间呢，关乎到我们在神面前蒙恩祝福的是我们的那个性格。
And the thing that concerning our blessing, how we receive it, has to do with our character.
我们知道我们主耶稣在地上，他一生都接受圣灵的带领。
We know that when the Lord is on earth, his whole life he received the leading of the Holy Spirit.
在人类的历史中，唯有主耶稣跟圣灵是配合的最完美的。
In the history of man, only the Lord Jesus can completely cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，神的灵引导他到旷野，他就去旷野了。
So therefore, when the Holy Spirit led him to the wilderness, he went to the wilderness.
神的灵引导他做工，他就做工了。
When the Holy Spirit lead him to work, he worked. When the Lord Jesus spoke, it is by the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣做工也是凭着圣灵的能力。
Our Lord works according to the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣在肉身中的时候，他不仅完成了神所要的一切。
Not only in his life, in his flesh, he fulfilled everything the Father wants.
像我们年长弟兄所讲的。
It's like our elder brother has said.
只有主耶稣完全代表神。
Only the Lord Jesus completely represent our God.
他也完全地表现神。
He also completely manifests our God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，他成了我们的一个榜样。
So brothers and sisters, he became our example.
他是一个模型。
He is the model.
他是一个标准。
He is the standard.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹，我们里面需要磨成他的形象。
So brothers and sisters, today within us, we need to conform to His image.
我们需要具备他的性格。
We need to have His character.
这样呢，弟兄姊妹们，神的灵在我们身上的带领就自由了。
So that the Holy Spirit, when He lead us, He will have the freedom.
这个不仅关乎到我们的蒙恩。
This is not only concerning our salvation.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
我们这个性格呢，跟神使用我们的程度也有关系。
Our character has to do with the degree how God can use us.
啊，我们知道这个是关乎到侍奉，关乎到神的旨意的一件事情。
This is concerning our service, concerning the will of God.
只有那些好性格的人能更多的被神来用。
Only those with a good character can be used by God.
啊，神不是看我们有多大的才干啊，多大的知识啊，多聪明啊，神用我们，弟兄姊妹不。
God is not looking at how great of an ability we have, how much knowledge we have, how smart we are.
我们晓得神要用那些顺服的人。
God want to use those who obey.
神用那些柔软的人。
God want to use those who are meek and lowly.
神要用那些谦卑的人。
Those who are humble.
神要用那些充满爱的性格的人。
Those who are filled with love.
神要用那些充满的平安性格的人。
Those who are filled with peace.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们在神的手中能被主用多少，跟我们的性格有关系。
Brother and sister, how much we are used by God has to do with how much character we have in Him.
啊，你也许会说，你看那个人的性格这么糟糕，但是恩赐很大，神还不是用他吗？
And you say that person has terrible character, but he has great gifts. Doesn't God use him?
那我们晓得，今天有很多的工作做出来，不一定是金银宝石啊。
But we know a lot of work that was done by these, not necessarily is gold, silver, and precious stone.
人多工作庞大，礼拜堂盖得很大，并不代表成功。
You have a great congregation, you have a great meeting hall, and you have a lot of work. It is not necessarily gold, silver, or precious stone.
因为神所要得做的是金银宝石的工作。
Because God wants to obtain gold, silver, and precious stones.
但是神要看哪里的圣徒们，他们身上那个基督的性格显得多啊。
You have to see how much of the character of Christ can be manifested in that in the brothers and sisters.
所以在神使用的事情上面
，So in the things that God can use,
有一个方便与不方便的原则。
There is a principle of convenience.
啊，我们看见有的人神用他很方便。
And some people, God can use them very conveniently.
那么，有时候像我们这些个性不好的人，神用我们很不方便。
But for people who have bad character, God uses us became very inconvenient for God.
哎呀，我们这个人真的很麻烦。
You know, we are very, very troublesome.
所以弟兄姊妹，非改变不可。
We must change, brothers and sisters.
非改变不可。
That's why we must change.
如果不改变的话呢，我们就这么一辈子这个样子的话，神也没办法用我们。
If we are like this our whole life, then God cannot use us.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们家庭里面，我举简单例，我们家庭里面有很多各样的工具，对不对啊
？And I'll give you another example. In our family, we have many tools.
你要解决一个问题的时候，你要需要有一个合适的一个工具来解决的。
To resolve certain problems, you need to use a specific tools.
哎呀，有的时候你用那个工具用的不对呀、啊，那是麻烦的不得了。
And sometimes you use the wrong tool, it became a lot of trouble.
所以，如果我们没有改变成基督的性格的时候，就好像用那个错误的那种工具在做事情一样。
And if you do not have the character of Christ, it is like you are using a wrong tool to try to solve a problem.
啊，因为我们这个下午呢要讲点比较实际的东西啊，所以我要讲点我们的侍奉上的一些经历。
So because this afternoon we need to talk about things that are more practical, so I will give you examples from our services.
比方说在教会里面，我们需要彼此照顾，需要看望，对不对？
And for example, in the church, we need to visit brothers and sisters.
哎，各地的教会我看呢，这个照顾看望都是一个大难题。
And in many different gatherings, we know that the visitation for brother and sister, it is a big problem.
这个其实不是用人来组织什么东西，是应该呢，顺着圣灵的感动来行事。
This is not an organization of a certain person, but this should be according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
哎，你看，有的时候主感动我们去看望一个人。
And sometimes the Lord would move us to visit a so and so.
啊，你看我们这个性格不好。
But we have bad characters.
所以我们就跟神的那个推三阻四的，对吧
？So we tell the Lord this excuse, that reason.
跟神讲很多理由。
And we use many excuses.
下了班了，累得不得了了，需要休息了。
I just got off work and I'm so tired. I need to rest.
我自己家里事情都弄不完了。
I could not even finish things at home.
有人讲说，嘿，我都需要别人来看望我呢。
I need other people to visit me.
我哪有力气去看望别人呢
？How can I go visit others?
弟兄姊妹们，你看我们在这个事情上面，神推不动我们，你知道吗
？You know, God could not move us when in this matter.
其实别人在那里有很大的需要在那里，对不对
？But maybe that person has a great need
there. 你应该受圣灵的感动去照顾他的。
You supposed to be moved by the Holy Spirit to take care of that person.
神要用你去帮助他的。
God want to use you to help that person.
好，结果呢？好了，你这个呢？这个圣灵感而不动。
But the Holy Spirit moved, but you did not.
结果耽误了别人的事情。
And you would stop other people's progress.
所以在侍奉上。
But in service.
我们常常遇见这些难处，对不对
？We often encounter these kind of problems.
那我们要讲到另外方面的。
And we also want to talk about the other side.
那么有很多人呢，又喜欢串门子的。
And
喜欢往人家家跑的。
Oh, there are others who love to visit everyone.
圣灵不需要感动他，或者挨家挨户跑的。
The Holy Spirit do not need to move him at all. They will visit one house to another.
弟兄姊妹，本来呢，这个看望的这件事情呢，是要叫我们把基督的生命带到别人家里面供应别人的。
Originally, to visit other people is to bring the life of Christ into other people's home.
请你们原谅我这样说，这是因为教会中有这样的难处的。
Please forgive me for saying this, but the church truly have this problem.
有的人呢，就存心的到他家里面去教训他，教训他。
And there are those who go to other people's house. The purpose is to scold them.
我们有一个弟兄啊，也是好心，有一次跑到一个弟兄姊妹家去看望去。
And we have a brother who has good intention. They wanted to go to a brother's or sister's house to visit them.
那个家里面有点难处。
That house has some problem.
结果好了，他到了人家家里面呢，就把他教训一顿。
So when he arrived there, he scolded them.
后来那家的姊妹告诉我。
And then later on, the sister from that family came and told me.
那个弟兄啊，跑来教训我。
And she said that brother came and scolded me.
他走了以后啊。
After he left.
他说我流鼻血流了三天。
My nose was bleeding for 3 days.
一个礼拜都不能睡觉。
A whole week I could not sleep.
哎呀，我想这是什么看望，对不
对？ And I thought to myself, what kind of visitation is this?
这个根本，这一定是不是顺从圣灵的。
For sure this is not according to the Holy Spirit.
这是你自己天然的个性，你要管闲事，你知道吧？
And this is your own nature, you wanted to be busybody.
更糟糕是跑到那个家里面去，论长道短讲是非，弟兄姊妹更不得了。
And if you go to other people's home and talk about gossip, it's even worse.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见在教会的生活建造里面，
So, brother and sister, you see in the building up of the church,
我们是不是真的是需要神在我们的性格上面做改变的工作呢？
Do we really need the Holy Spirit to do a changing work in our life?
那我们要再强调说，
Now, we want to emphasize one more time,
什么样的性格神可以用呢？
What kind of character can God use?
只有基督的性格神可以用。
Only the character of Christ God can use.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，如果今天我们在神手中成为一个方便的器皿，
If we became a convenient tool for God,
神可以用的器皿
that God can use this
你必须具备基督的性格
you must have the character of Christ
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
我们从圣经里面可以读出很多这样的例子出来的
in the Bible we can read many examples like this
当这些圣徒们身上他们具备有基督的性格的时候神就能用他们
when these believers they have the character of Christ then God can use them
什么时候自己的性格一出来马上就坏事情
But whenever our own nature came out, then bad things happen.
啊，我们说，你看，连大连这个摩西都不能例外，对不对
？Even Moses is not exempt.
哎，我们的年长弟兄给我们讲到他的故事，到最后神叫他吩咐磐石，结果他就拿着杖就击打两次，这个性格，你看这个性格还是没有改变完全。
And our brother, elder brother told us about the story of Moses. When God told him to speak to the rock, he struck the rock twice with the rock.And this is the character showing.
结果在侍奉上面得罪神。
And so in his service, he has wronged God.
我们看见大卫也是一样。
We see that David is the same way.
性格中有黑暗面。
And in his character, there is the dark side.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brother and sister.
我们知道只有出乎基督的那个性格神能用。
We know that only the character that is out of Christ, God can use.
不过当然圣经中这些人呢，他们这个基督的性格比我们多了。
Of course, these people already have more than more character of Christ than we are.
虽然他们有缺点，但是神能用他们那一些。
Although they have the shortcomings, but God can use them on the point that they have the character of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
今天你我在神的手中能被神使用的程度有多少，是跟我们这个属灵性格的改变有关系。
How much God can use us in His work has to do with how much change we allow Him on us.
所以我们基督徒需要追求美好的性格，属灵性格。
So brother and sister, as a Christian, we need to pursue a good character.
我想希望经过了这一次特会之后啊，
I hope that after this conference,
我们每一个弟兄姊妹里面都有很清楚的意念。
Every brother and sister have a clear understanding.
什么是好性格呢？
What is a good character?
只有基督的性格是好性格。
Only the character of Christ is the good character.
我们不要用任何人的性格做标准。
Do not use the any man's character as the standard.
只有基督的性格是标准。
Only the character of Christ is the standard.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们大致的从圣经里面，
we generally seen in the Bible,
可以看见那个好的性格有些的特点。
The good character has particular characteristics.
那我要把这些呢，是我个人的领会呢，跟弟兄姊妹一同有点交通。
And I will share with you some of my understanding.
一个好的性格，第一方面
，a good character, the first point.
它容易满，容易被充满。
It is easy to be filled.
我们都知道，在侍奉的事情上面啊，被神的灵充满，这是很重要的一件事情。
We understand that in the service of God, to be filled by the Holy Spirit is a very important thing.
我们有的时候讲到没有力气，做工没有力气，不是神的灵在里面没有满，不满。
Sometimes when we serve, when we preach, we felt without strength. It is not because the Spirit is not full.
主耶稣的性格，弟兄姊妹是常常都是满的。
Because the character of Christ is always full.
我想用大卫的话来讲最好啊。
And this is best described by David.
大卫在诗篇二十三篇里面讲到这个福杯满溢，对不对
？And David in Psalm he described the blessing overflowing.
哇，这是个何等美丽的一幅图画
！And this is a very beautiful picture.
但是你不能光把它这样当做一个道理。
But you cannot treat this as a doctrine.
弟兄姊妹，我们应该常常是福杯满溢。
And we should be often our cup should be overflowing.
所以我们常常有时候碰见弟兄姊妹，我们看见弟兄姊妹不是身上没有神的工作，那个有啊是有一点很可怜的。
But sometimes when we encounter other brothers or sisters, not that they do not have the work of God upon them, but the light is very little, it is pitiful.
看不到几个弟兄姊妹真的是满意的。
But we see very few who are overflowing.
所以你每天早晨来到主面前祷告的时候啊。
So every morning when you come before the Lord,
你先不要为这些杂七杂八事情祷告。
Do not pray for your needs first.
你应该第一个祷告什么呢
？The first prayer should be,
主啊，我把我这个小杯拿来了哈。
You should say, Lord, I have bring you my little cup.
求你使它福杯满溢。
May you bless it so that it is overflowing.
让我今天这一天的生活过的是一个福杯满溢的生活。
So that today when I live, it is about a cup overflowing.
当然了，我们要需要圣灵在我们性格中做工了，对不对
？Of course, we need the Holy Spirit to work in our life for our character.
我们看见在教会历史上面
，We see that in the church history.
头一个最像主耶稣基督的人
，The first one who is most like our Lord Jesus，
就是斯提凡，对吧
？It is Stephen.
弟兄姊妹们，斯提凡是头一个寻道的人。
Stephen was the first martyr.
他在地上生活的年日不多。
He did not live on earth for many years.
但是他最像我们的主耶稣。
But he is most like our Lord Jesus.
如果你把《使徒行传》第六章、第七章读一读哈。
If you read Acts chapter 6 and 7.
弟兄姊妹，你看见斯提凡身上有个特点。
You see on Stephen there is a special point.
他就是满。
It is overflowing.
圣经讲说，斯提凡的灵和他的智慧是满的。
The Bible describes him with the Holy Spirit and his wisdom. It is full.
斯提凡的信心和神的灵在他身上的工作是满的。
And his faith also and the work of the Lord on him, it is full.
那么在斯提凡身上那个恩惠和能力也是满的。
And the grace and power on him, it is also full.
所以他站在那个利百利那会堂里面跟那一些犹太人的学者们辩论的时候呢，他不是凭着自己的智慧。
So when he was arguing with the in the synagogue with the a learned person in Judaism, he was not by it was not by his own wisdom.
因为他里面被神的灵完全满意。
Because within him the spirit of God is overflowing out of him.
信心、恩惠、能力都是满的。
His faith, grace, and also power, it is all full.
所以圣经讲说啊，那些人跟斯提凡讲话的人，他们抵挡不住，挡不住。
And therefore, the people who argue with him, they could not stand him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，因为斯提凡具备基督的性格。
Brother and sister, it is because Stephen has the character of Christ.
所以你看，当他寻道的时候。
So you see, when he was martyred.
他所说的那些话，他那个表现。
The thing he says and his expression.
完全是主耶稣基督的一个翻版。
It is the copy of our Lord Jesus.
我们现在可以讲，那就是那个 likeness 显出来了。
And it is the likeness that was being manifested.
这个形象显出来了, 对不对?
It's the likeness that was manifested.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们, 这是多么不容易的一件事情。
This is not an easy thing.
哎呀, 当人用石头打他的时候,
you see, when people were stoning him,
他跪在神面前祷告,
he kneeled before God and prayed.
哎呀, 不要把这罪归给他们。
God, do not set the sin upon them.
接受我的灵魂,
receive my spirit.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个容易吗?
Is this easy, brothers and sisters?
你不具备基督的性格，不可能有这样的表现。
If you do not have the character of Christ, you will not have this expression.
也许我们会想象，有一天当我们真的寻到了，我们也这样子。因为基督性格根本做不到。Maybe
you think that you would do the same thing as Stephen if you were to be martyred. But if you do not have the character of Christ, you will not be able to do this.
在头一个世纪，我们看见这些使徒们也是一样。
In the first century, we also see the apostles in the same way.
And
whenever they were experiencing the outside persecution, whenever they stood up, the Holy Spirit filled them.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, we know that their character was changed. So therefore, it's easily for the Holy Spirit to work in them.
弟兄姊妹,你只要追求性格上的转变,
so today, if you want to pursue after the Holy Spirit, the blessing to be overflowing, you have to pursue after the character being changed. And from the Lord Jesus, we can see second point.
就这样,可以很容易舍弃,
and it is easy to let go for the Lord.
哇,这实在是我们神的性格,
and this is the character of our God.
我们神啊,什么都愿意舍给人,
and whatever he has, he is willing to give.
这么丰富,
he is so abundant.
他舍到一个地步, 最后怎么样呢?
And he would give, at the end, he would give even his own son.
所以你知道难怪亚伯拉罕呢,
and no wonder Abraham has a special heart, a place in God's heart.
因为亚伯拉罕在这个创世纪第22章那里说我们看见他那个生命呢达到一个高峰了。
And in Genesis chapter 22, we see that his life has reached an apex.
当神要以撒的时候，他真是毫不犹豫就把以撒就舍了。And
when God wanted Isaac from him, he did not hesitate and he gave up Isaac.
就是你发现一件事情吗?
Brother and sister, do you realize something?
这件事情不仅预表基督在加利山上钉十字架。
This happening did not only represent Christ was going to be crucified.
因为你在亚伯拉罕的身上看见了神的性格。
Because you see the character of God upon Abraham.
哇,这个要死,这是不容易啊。
To give this is not easy.
啊,我有两个儿子。I
have two sons.
我常常就想说,如果这样要求我,我能做到吗?
And I said to myself, if God asked me of this, can I do it?
我对主说我根本做不到,所以我也不敢想。
So I tell the Lord, no way I could do it, so I wouldn't even think about it.
这说明我里面还不具备神的性格。
And that speaks of, I do not have the character of pride.
你看在教会历史上,有一些弟兄姊妹,他们真的是具备神的性格。
But we see the history of the church, some brothers and sisters truly have character of Christ.
你们可能听过一个故事,那个好像一个老姊妹,她大概好像有三个儿子。
And maybe you heard of this story. There was an older sister has three sons.
第一个儿子奉献为着主出去了，结果寻到了。And
one son he offered himself to serve the Lord, and he went out and he was killed.
第二个出去也寻到了。And
the second one was also martyred.
第三个出去也寻到了。And
the third one went out and martyred.
最后这个老姊妹哭了。And
at last the old sister was crying.
人以为说呢，她大概三个儿子死了，所以伤心。
So other people thought that maybe three sons had died, that's why she was crying.
结果你要问他, 哎呀, 安慰他, 你不要哭啊, 不要难过, 他们到主那里去了。
And so they tried to comfort her and says, please do not cry, please do not be sad, because they went to the Lord already.
他说我不是为着他们的寻道哭。
She said, I did not cry before for their martyrdom.
他说我为自己没有第四个儿子可以再奉献。
And she said, I cry because I do not have the fourth son to offer to the Lord.
你看具备神的性格,
you see, she has the character of God.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
如果是神的性格, 这个舍弃就容易, 我们现在不要舍弃, 给一点都很困难, 对不对?
And if you have the character of God, then it's easy for you to give. But today, it is hard for us to give even a little bit.
我们的性格都是要啊, 要啊, 像马皇的女儿一样, 怎么要?
And our character is more like, we want, we want, we want.
神说你给一点啊，好难呐。
And God says to give a little, He said, ah.
神还没有要你的儿子呢。
God did not want your son yet.
神也没有要我们的命，对不对？
God did not want your life yet.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
如果你是具备基督的性格，
if you have the character of Christ,
你就能舍。
Then you can give.
你记得保罗说过一句话吗？
You know Paul said something.
神说过，施比受更为有福。
It is better to give than to receive.
这个舍弃不是牺牲，这个舍弃是福气。
Because gift is to, it is a blessing.
我们的神因为舍弃了他的儿子，结果怎么样？得回了众子，对不对？
Because God gave his own son, therefore he has many sons now.
啊，我想我要快讲，要留时间给弟兄姊妹做见证。
And I want to quickly finish so that I can give time for brothers and sisters' testimony.
第三个点。
The third point.
就是呢，你看见在基督的身上，他那个生命显出来是一种柔软的一种个性，柔软的性格。
You see the character that appear on our Lord, it is a soft character.
那么这个生命呢，显在我们的性格里面呢，就是我们这些人很容易改变。
And this character manifesting on us, it is saying that it's easy for us to change.
我们刚刚讲了，我们这个人的个性呢，是很刚硬的，很固执的。
And just then we said that our character, it is very strong, very, very stubborn.
神的改我们呢是，那真是费很大力气都不容易。
It is not easy for God to change us. It is, he has to use a lot of energy.
我年轻时候，有一些年长的弟兄带领我们。
When I was young, some older brothers was leading us.
啊，有一次一个弟兄告诉我，就指着另外一个同工这样说。
And one time, this elder brother tell me concerning another coworker.
他说你要请他这个有一点交通难死了。
And he says that to ask this person to have a ministry, word ministry is very difficult.
他说你有九条牛也拉不动他，九条牛。
He said that even with nine oxen, you cannot pull him.
个性很刚的。
Because this character is very, very strong.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
在我们的生活里面，我们是需要改变。
In our daily life, we need to be changed.
这个里面包括很多属灵的功课。
Here encompasses many spiritual lessons.
那么，我想弟兄姊妹们留给大家去思想，好吧
？So I'll leave it up to you to consider them.
第四个点。
Fourth point.
就是你看我们主耶稣基督的性格，它是平衡的。
You also see the character of our Lord Jesus. It is parallel.
一个美好的属灵的性格，它是平衡的。
It is balanced.
你知道我们这些人呢、啊，因为性格上面的不平衡
，But because our character is not balanced，
所以在教会里面会造成很多难处的。
So therefore we create problem in the church。
哥林多教会为什么有结党纷争的事情呢
？Why was there division among the Corinthians？
而且简单讲，这些人性格不大好。
And to put it simply, because their character is not good，
他们不平衡的。
Because they are not balanced。
哦，所以他们中间有的人呢，拥护彼得。
Because among them there are some who is for Peter.
啊，有的人呢拥护保罗。
And there are others who are for Paul.
有的人呢拥护亚波罗。
And some for Apollo.
啊，有的人呢还是属灵派。
And some are spiritual.
弟兄姊妹们，你看见他们不平衡。
You see that they are not balanced.
所以呢，在他们中间呢，就有这种结党的事情出来。
So among them there were divisions.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们主的性格是完全平衡的性格。
Our Lord's character is a character of balance.
他从来不走极端的。
He would not go to extremes.
所以呢，今天我们只有拥有基督的性格，我们才会不走极端的。
Only when we have the character of Christ, we will not go to the extreme.
主能使我们属灵的生活过得非常的平衡。
The Lord can cause us to have a very balanced spiritual life.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这是非常重要的一个性格。
This is a very important character.
假使我们不具备这种性格的话呢
？If we do not have this kind of character，
我们的情感很容易影响我们。
Our emotion can influence us。
我们的利益也会影响我们。
And benefits can also influence us。
我们人之间所有的关系也会影响我们。
Our relationship with others can also influence us。
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们需要有一个平衡的一个个性。
We need a balanced character。
所以我在教会里面常常和弟兄姊妹彼此勉励、啊。
So often I would encourage brothers and sisters in the church.
我们最好爱所有的弟兄和姊妹。
We should love all the brothers and sisters.
当然呢，有一些可能谈得来的人是朋友。
Of course, those who we can converse with very often, they are friends.
但是我们要小心。
But be careful.
因为我们这个天然的情感很容易走极端的。
Because our natural emotion can go to the extreme.
我们在教会 在西雅图有一件事很有趣的，每个主日啊，我们在报告，等等我们吃中饭的时候，希望弟兄姊妹们那个能够跟平常不太讲话的人能够坐在一起。
And very often in our fellowship in Seattle, we would make the announcement after the meeting saying that later on when we have lunch together, please talk with those who we do not normally talk with.
啊，不知道报告多少次。
No matter how many times we have announced this.
一散会啊。
After the meeting.
你看那些经常坐在一起又在一起了。
Those who sit together normally, they sit together.
你想着做点平衡的事情很困难。
You want to do something that is for the balance. It is very difficult.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们需要具备基督的性格。
We need to have the character of Christ.
那么第五个点。
And the fifth point.
就是主的性格是紧的，不是松的。
The Lord's character, it is in close guarded.
主的性格中间有一种很严谨的 一种的特性。
In his character, there is something that is closely guarded.
所以你看见主耶稣在地上跟随神的带领。
So you see, when the Lord is following the leading of the Holy Spirit,
神叫他说他就说了。
God tell him to speak, he speaks.
神不叫他说他就不说了。
When God says, did not say anything, he will not say anything.
他的生活里面有一种的严谨。
In his life, there is a it's closely guarded.
请不要误会啊。
Please do not misunderstand.
这种的严谨呢，不是一种冷酷无情，不是的。
This kind of guarding himself, it is not because he is cool and emotionless.
这是一种很高的一种性格的品质啊。
And this is a high standard of a character.
那么我们看见是一种很自然的一种的流露。
And this is a natural expression also.
我们生活中啊有很多的难处啊，或者甚至遭遇了许多不好的事情，就因为这个性格太松了，松散。
And very often in our life we encounter many difficulties and many problems because our life is too loose.
所以松是我们的难处。
Because our character of being loose, it is our problem.
你们可能有人读过啊，尼托森弟兄有一本书叫做《漂与漏》，对吧？漂是水上漂，啊漏动
leaking and leak. Some of you have heard of a book from Watchman Nee called the Flow and the Leak.
啊，那么这本书呢？就是告诉我们基督徒的生命中啊有很多东西啊那个随着这个水流就飘走了没有了。
And this book tells us that many blessings from our spiritual life is flowed away because we're loose.
那么还有漏洞，所以呢这边生命进来那边就漏光了。
And also we have leakage, so life comes in but it leaks out.
我们承受不了神的祝福。
We could not contain the blessing of God.
这就是因为我们性格上松散所产生的一个原因。
AndThis is caused by the looseness in our character.
所以呢，这个松会叫我们失去生命。
And this looseness would cause us to lose life.
结果叫我们的一生呢，得不出什么好的结果。
So in our whole life, we would not have good results.
神也没办法用一个松散的人。
And God could not use a person who is loose.
结果我们就失去了很多蒙恩的机会。
And we lose many opportunity for blessings.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
那我们根据圣经，也是根据我个人一点点的经验啊，那么告诉弟兄姊妹们。一个好的性格至少具备这五方面的特点的。
So, according to our experience, according to what we understand, in a good character, it contains these five points.
我很快的把它再走一遍啊。
And I, very quickly, I'll go through them again.
啊，第一个，好的性格容易满。
The first, a good character can be full very easily.
啊，第二个，可以舍。
And the second one, you can give easily.
第三个，愿意改。
The third one, you're willing to change.
第四个。平衡，追求平衡。
And the fourth, it is balanced.
第五个是严谨的。
And the fifth, it is closely guarded.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sister,
这其实是神的心意。
This truly is the will of God.
神要把基督这种美好的性格组织在我们的身上。
God wants to build the character of Christ upon us.
这是我们每一个弟兄姊妹的福气。
This is the blessing of each one of us, brothers and sisters.
不管我们原来的天性有多么的不好，
No matter how bad our natural character is,
今天你有一个荣耀的盼望。
Today you have a glorious hope.
因为什么？神要做工在你身上。
Because God wants to work on your life.
神要把他儿子的性格组织在我们身上。
God wants to build the character of his son in you.
所以我们在教会历史上看见，有很多看起来好像很普通的弟兄姊妹，但他们身上具备基督的性格。
But in the history of the church, we see many brothers and sisters. Doesn't seem like they have great gifts, but they have the character of Christ in them.
他们甚至没有受过很高等的教育。
And they did not have high education.
They
did not have great gifts.
They
did not have great power. Because they have the character of Christ, they bring blessing to themselves, to his own family, to people around them, and to the church.
所以今天我们要让神做工在我们身上。
So today we need to allow God to work in our life.
我们有愿意的心呢，神就能成全。
If you have a willingness in your heart, then God can fulfill it.
对不起啊，我这个快快的讲啊。
I'm sorry, I have to rush this.
因为要留点时间让弟兄姊妹们做他们的见证。
Because I want to save some time for brother and sister to have the testimony.
我们下面还有20分钟啊。
We still have 20 minutes.
那今天呢，我就不讲我的见证。I
will not give my testimony anymore.
我把这个见证的时间留给弟兄姊妹。
I will leave the time for the brothers and sisters.
如果是你心里面有预备好的，If
you have already prepared yourself,
请你不要犹豫啊。Please
do not hesitate.
我们希望呢，能有个20分钟，每一个人讲5分钟，还有4个人可以做见证，好不好？
And there's 20 minutes left, and each person take no more than 5 minutes, and we can have at least 4.
请大家严守这个时间啊。
Please keep the time.
你绝不可以上来，不要占别人的时间，好不好？
Do not come up and take other people's time.
讲最简单扼要的见证。
And bring out the main point quickly.
好，有没有哪一位吗？
Anybody?
好，那个英美哈，姊妹打先锋，我请姊妹先。
Sister will go first.
5分钟啊。 你们需要提醒一下，弟兄姐妹大家好
Brother and sister, how are you?
我首先要介绍我的家庭
I have to first introduce my family
因为他们对我有很大的帮助
Because they helped me very much
我有一个先生就是曾金台弟兄
I have a husband, his name is Brother Zheng.
有一个儿子叫做曾荣耀。
And I have a son, his name is Daniel.
有两个女儿,一个叫曾赞美。
And I have two daughters, one is Praise.
一个叫曾善美。
And Miriam and Glory.
我自己是丽英美 Debra
My name is Debra
我过去在台湾呢是一个女篮的篮球员打篮球的
In the past when I was in Taiwan I was a basketball player
所以无形间就在球队里面塑造一个特别不一样的性格
And in the basketball team, we develop a certain character.
我有两个非常坏的个性，就是一个很会生气。
And one character is I easily lose my temper.
很暴躁，性格很暴躁。
I have a explosive temperament.
还有一个人是非常的顽固。
And also I was very stubborn.
这是在球队被塑造出来的。
And this is built up because I was in that team.
我感谢主，主赐给我一个非常爱我的弟兄。
I thank the Lord because he gave me a husband that loves me very much.
给我这三个孩子。
And also give me these three children.
当我两个大孩子在国小的时候。
When my two older children when they were in the elementary school,
我都一人发给他们一把钥匙，他们自己可以回家。
I give each one of them a key so that they can come home by themselves.
因为我们两个常常不在。
Because very often we would not be home.
那有一天呢，我回家的时候，我就看到我们客厅的纱窗掉在地上。
And one time I saw that our screen window fell out to the out on the floor.
我问为什么，他们说没有带钥匙爬窗户。
So they said because they forgot to bring the key, so therefore they came in through the window.
我就告诉他们说，下次不准再这样子。
So I told them, next time, don't do this anymore.
因为如果你在那边爬的时候，外人看到，人家也可以这样子爬进来。
I told them that if you were doing this, other people see you do the same thing, they could do the same thing.
结果讲完没多久呢，后来有一天我又在客厅餐厅的那个窗子那边又看到纱窗掉在地上。
And then after that incident, a few days later, I saw the screen window fell down again.
我就把孩子就荣耀跟赞美就叫过来。
So I call my children over.
我说你们是不是又爬窗了？他说对。
I asked them, did you claw through the window again? They said yes.
那时候那个脾气啊，马上就爆上来，就大声的就骂他们了。
And my temper flared up, and I yelled at them.
那时候刚好就在餐厅的那个窗子那里。
And we were right at the window where the dining room were.
我就在桌上说：“荣耀，荣耀，赞美，赞美，你在干什么？这个不听话。”
The Chinese name, one means glory, the other one means praise. And I say, praise, praise, glory, glory, how can you do this?
结果那本来第二那个生气的话又要骂出来的时候，圣灵在我里面说，你一直喊荣耀，喊荣耀，赞美，赞美，你为什么还生气啊？
But the Holy Spirit speak with me when I was losing my temper. He told me that you keep on saying glory, glory, and praise, praise. How can you be mad?
后来我意识到，我就跟主说：“主啊，对不起，我是不应该生气。”
And when I sensed that, I apologized to the Lord that I should not have lost my temper.
后来我也跟我的孩子道歉，我说：“你们虽然错了，但是妈妈生这么大的脾气，妈妈也不对，请你们原谅。”
I told them that although you did not do right, but mother lose my temper is not correct either. So please forgive me.
那孩子跟我道歉说，以后妈妈我不会再爬了，请妈妈原谅。
And my children also apologize to me, says that I will not cross through the window anymore.
所以主呢，就借着这个荣耀赞美，就把我那个很会发脾气的那个就拿掉了。
And through praise and glory, the Lord took away my temper.
一直到现在，孩子已经大学了，我再也没有再捶着桌子骂他们俩。
And until now, even they're in college now, I never pound on the table to scream at them again.
那下面一个就是说，那个因为主给我一个很爱我的先生。
And the next one is the Lord gave me a husband who loved me very much.
时间到了。
时间到。留一点时间给别人做见证。
谢谢。
那弟兄姊妹啊，对不起，因为今天没有 microphone 哈，所以如果你要上来的话，你声音要大一点。
So brother and sister, because we do not have a microphone today, so if you come up to give testimony, you need to open up your voice a little bit.
我们请香港陈福生弟兄做个见证。
We ask Brother Chen to give us a testimony.
首先对不起弟兄姐妹，我的普通话讲得不好，我的很普通的普通话，请大家原谅。
Brother and sister, I need to first apologize because my Mandarin is not very good.
有人说我有一点像孙弟兄。
Someone had told me once that I look like Brother Sun.
我像不但这外貌还是这个性格也有一点像。
And not only because I outwardly look like him, but because my character is a little bit like him.
有一点是我也是不太喜欢在众人面前去说话。
And the point about my character is that I do not like to stand before people to talk.
不过神这是奇妙啊，在信息很多环境啊，叫你推了前面去。
And but God is amazing that He would raise up many circumstances and push me to the front.
他要训练你你的时候啊，他把环境啊兴起起来。
When He wants to train you, He would raise up the circumstances.
我就是怎样不喜欢说话，也不喜欢站在众人面前，是神就要我更多的起来的替他不是而是更多的分享他的话语。
And because I do not like to speak much in front of people, but God wants me to have more opportunity to speak, to share His word to other people.
所以大家也不用怕了，去落在了这些环境里面，让神来训练我们。
So you should not be afraid and to be put in the circumstances so the Lord can train us.
还有一点呢。
And there's another point.
从小到现在了。每个人看见我也是说我是一个好好的先生。
And since I was very young, till now, many people see me. They said that you are a very good person.
Yeah, 没有脾气。
And I do not have any temper.
很忍耐。
And you have a lot of patience.
我也是这样想。
I thought so too.
我就是昨天孙弟兄讲了，是在教会里面觉得自己的性格是好的人。
And I thought that I had a good character and I'm a good person.
只等到我有一个孩子了。
Until I have a child.
个孩子渐渐的长大了。
And this child slowly grew.
有一天他顽皮了。
And one day, because he was naughty,
也犯了一点的错误。
And he has made some mistakes.
我的脾气就不知怎么样就爆发出来了。
And I don't know where it came from, but my temper came out.
很大声的骂他。
And I scolded him very loudly.
我太太来提醒我了。
And my wife would remind me.
为什么对他怎么那么凶？
She asked, "Why were you so mean to him?"
他只是一个小孩吗？
Because he's only a child.
我看你平常啊，对的弟兄姐妹跟福音朋友啊，你不是这样。
She said, "You are not like this when you are with a gospel friend or brothers or sisters."
你可不可以看他就是福音朋友吗？
And you can treat your child as a gospel friend.
但是他也真的提醒我。
And she really reminded me.
当然我爱他，所以我盼望他成长啊。
Of course, I love him and want him to grow.
我是教导他 teaching.
Oh, I was teaching him.
不过也神教导我，也有一个柔软的心来教导他。
But God teach me to have a softened heart to teach him.
不用那么凶
and not to be so mean.
我盼望我，不过到现在还要学习。
And until now, I still need to learn this lesson.
有的时候也很凶的跟他说话。
And I have some time that I would be mean speaking to him.
不过没有打他了。
But I stopped hitting him.
谢谢。
Thank you.
还有八分钟好 ，OK。
8 minutes 的。
大声一点啊！
我想交通一点啊，就是刚刚弟兄讲那个主的性格里面有一种就是肯给啊。
I want to fellowship upon the point of what our brother has mentioned that the character of Christ is willing to change.
而且说施比受有福，肯给。
It's willing to give because it is better to give than to receive.
我记得我得救之后，我的天性就很喜欢给啊。
Because my natural nature is wanting to give, and after I was saved,
像有时候家人收到很多信要奉献，我就自动会奉献出去有些啊。
And we received a lot of mailing saying that they need offerings, and I would mail out the offerings.
很多连党弟兄姊妹劝我说那种信你不知道，不需要奉献。
And many older brothers and sisters tell me that these things you do not know what organization they're from, you do not really need to give them.
在1997年的时候，主给我负担，愿意去帮助大陆的圣徒们啊。
In 1997, the Lord gave me a burden to help those who are in mainland China.
一直到2003年之后，在2003我调了工作，我失业了。
And in 2003, I lost my job.
而且在这段时间，我也是看到，所以奇怪，我喜欢给，怎么就没有，就不觉得是一个祝福。
And I felt that I love to give, but how come this is, doesn't feel like a blessing?
对，因为我听很多传道人说，你给了，你会在现在就会看到好多倍的回报啊。
I was told very often that if you give, then even in this life, you will receive manifold blessing coming back.
我记得我在我失业的时候，我母亲也病重了啊。
And I remember when I lost my job, my mother was in great health.
所以我有时候去照顾她。
So sometimes I go and take care of her.
我记得我妈妈也常劝我说，你不要去那边帮助人啊。
And my mother also said to me that you should not go and help other people anymore.
说为什么不差遣别人，其实老是叫你去的。
How come they do not send anybody, only send you?
因为我跟她讲，说这主给我的负担。
I told her, this is the burden the Lord gave me.
我妈妈又说了。
Then my mother said,
奇怪，你这么样喜欢帮助人爱主，主为什么不给你找到一个工作，失业找到工作？
And if you love the Lord so much and you love to give, how come the Lord would not give you a job?
那时我心真的是非常苦。
And at that time, I have bitterness in my heart.
我不知道怎么回答她。
I do not know how to answer her.
那但是在四年失业当中呢？
And in this time, during this time when I lost my job,
那很多同工也为我祷告。
And many coworkers prayed with me.
人家说你不要光看你自己的能力，你要相信神能为你找到工作。
And do not look at your own self, just believe that God will find you a job.
就实际上我是还是没有工作。
And but actuality is I still do not have a job now.
但是我们其中一个弟兄他这样子祷告啊。
But one of our brother prayed this way.
他说神既然说神让你没有工作，让你就是全时间，也不是全时间服侍主了，就是没有工作的服侍主了。
And since God did not give you a job, He allowed you to have time to serve the Lord.
所以呢，他说我相信神会祝福你的太太给你孩子。
And I also believe that God will bless your wife and your children.
真的在这四年当中，神我真的看到神祝福我的太太，也祝福我的孩子。
And in this past 4 years, I truly see that God has blessed my wife and blessed my children.
所以让我觉得我真的施比受更有福。
And I truly felt now that give is better than receive.
他不但供应了我的生活，也让我有负担继续往中国去。
And not only he supplied my living, and also he gave me the burden continue to go to China.
这是我一点交通，感谢
主。This is my simple sharing. Thank the Lord.
最后一个，好不好？请。
Last one.
对不起，弟兄姊妹，我是唯一讲两次的。
Brother and sister, I'm sorry, I already talk twice.
因为呢，第一天做完见证之后啊，我发现呢，我需要跟弟兄姊妹有个交代。
Because after the first time I fellowship with you, I need to give you some explanation.
因为我讲到说呢，我的性格中呢有一个太细跟太软的毛病。
And I told brother and sister, I have a character of being too detail oriented and also too soft.
结果有个弟兄就跑来问我了，他说那这样的话，你以后是不是过了deadline就不让我们报名了？
And so a brother came to us and came to me and asked me, next time when the deadline comes, does that mean that it is absolute?
然后有一个弟兄就跟我讲说，哎，你这个细的性格才能够办好这个特会，才能够办好注册啊。
And another brother came to me and says, because you have this detail-oriented character, that's why you could organize the registration and the conference very well.
那一个姊妹说，哎，我是一个建筑师，是一个 architect.
And a sister came to me and says that I'm an architect.
所以我知道那个没有细的性格的话，那个建筑弄不好的耶。
And if you do not have the character of detail, then you could not have built a good building.
对，弟兄姊妹还是很关切，所以我把这个细跟软的性格都把它丢掉了。
And brother and sister seems to be concerned that I would throw away my detail orientation and my softness.
我不会把它丢掉。
But I would not lose it.
但是要经过十字架。
But need to go through the cross.
让主把它转变。
So that the Lord can change it.
所以重点就是什么呢？
So what is the main point?
就是跟我们弟兄姊妹配搭的时候。
Is to work when I'm working with brothers and sisters.
来量度弟兄姊妹的情况。
And it is I'll consider other people's condition.
不要叫弟兄受苦。
Do not cause pain for other brothers and sisters.
并且为了合一的见证，相爱的见证。
But for the testimony of the oneness and to, and the testimony of loving one another.
可以牺牲一点我们的标准。
And we can lower our standard.
那今天我要讲的见证是这个。
And the testimony I want to give for today is this.
就是在1998年我主办西安特会的时候。
And in 1998, when I was in charge of the WCCC conference.
我们到了已经最后一次侍奉聚会了。
And it was the last time we have the service meeting.
因为那时我们要有部分人住在这个外面旅馆。
And because a part of us need to be staying outside in a different in an outside motel.
所以有个弟兄就忽然建议说，那这样的话，我们本地的弟兄什么都不要报道好了，我们就直接进旅馆去。
And some brother suggested that the local brother and sister, none of us need to register. We just go to the local motels or hotels.
那我想说，这么几百个人都没有报道的话，那我们的注册组就很混乱。
And but I thought a few hundred brothers and sisters do not register, it will become very confusing.
所以那天晚上我就很坚持。
So that day I insisted.
那因为孙弟兄呢，也同意说不要报道。
But Brother San also agreed that we do not need to register.
所以我就心里面就不太高兴。
Then I became kind of agitated.
那这一不高兴就很麻烦了。
And when I became agitated, it became very difficult.
那次的特会呢？ That我心里面就不喜乐。
In that conference, I lost my joy.
而且看到很多事情呢，也没有很多祝福。
And we also see that the Lord did not have much blessing.
这件事情就一直放到我心中。
And this matter was continued to be in my heart.
到了2004年，我们又办特会。
And until 2004, we are hosting the WCCC.
组织的一个很年轻的弟兄，刚刚信主。
By a younger brother that just believed the Lord.
当他跟我一起配搭服事的时候
，The Lord put him to work with me.
我看他呢，每件事情都顺服。
I saw him being willing to submit in everything that he does.
无论我怎么讲，他没有第二句话。
No matter what I ask of him, he would not have anything else to say.
所以特会完了以后。
So after the conference.
主的这些事情在我心里面说话。
The Lord spoke with me in my heart.
让我要顺服孙弟兄。
And want me to submit to our brother son.
要存心顺服。
Has to submit with a whole heart.
我开始感觉到这事情非常严肃。
And I started to realize this is a very solemn matter.
因为我们整个跟神的问题就是不顺服他。
Because our whole problem is because we do not submit him.
今天主在这两个特会中间给我做工。
So within these two conferences, the Lord worked in my heart.
让我来顺服看得见的权柄。
He allowed me to submit to the authority that I can see.
来表明对于那个看不见的权柄的顺服。
To express the submission to the authority that you cannot see.
让基督身体的建立能够真正有一个次序。
So that the building up of the body of Christ would have a true order.
那我就回想到我还没出来全时间侍奉以前。
Then I thought of before I could come out to serve.
主曾经跟我说。
The Lord said to me once.
他说我因为我一直着急我要到那里侍奉。
I was concerned because I need to go there to serve.
但是不知道到哪里去。
But I do not know where to go.
但主告诉我。
But the Lord told me.
他说我为你预备一个弟兄。
I will prepare a brother for you.
他曾经走过你想要走这条路。
He has gone past this way that you wanted to go.
我要用他来带领你。
I will use him to lead you.
所以那一次我整个人就降服在神面前。
And that time, then I bow down before the Lord.
我决定，无论怎样，我要学习顺服弟兄。
And I decided, no matter what circumstance, I will submit to my brother.
盼望借着这样的顺服。
And through this kind of submission,
在教会里面能够看见我们弟兄姊妹这种的顺服权柄的一个光景。
Then we have the we can manifest the condition of submitting to authority.
所以我要借这个机会正式向孙弟兄道歉。
And I want to use this opportunity to officially apologize to Brother Sun.
九年了。
It's already 9 years.
感谢主，我们弟兄包容我。
I thank the Lord that our brother bear with me.
但是这样的顺服，我觉得很有祝福。
But I think that to submit like this is full of blessing.
曾经有个姊妹告诉我。
once the sister told me.
可能还不止一个。
Maybe not just one.
她说我们教会真好。
She said that our fellowship is so good.
神给我们圣弟兄像爸爸。
God give us a brother son like a father.
给你呢，像妈妈。
But God give you to us as a mother.
对，我们家里有爸爸有妈妈。
So in our house we have father and mother.
弟兄姊妹都知道，圣弟兄那天交通的时候，他的性格跟我是很不相同的。
And brother and sister know that my brother son's fellowship about his character is very different than mine.
但是主要把我们配搭在一起的时候
，But when the Lord put us together to work,
就需要十字架的工作。
That we need the work of the cross.
那我真的非常感谢主把我带到这样的追求和这样的实行的教会。
And I really thank the Lord brought me to this kind of learning and to this fellowship.
为着能够在基督身体合一的见证里面有份呢，我永远感谢神。
And for the participation in the testimony of the oneness in the body of Christ, I forever give the Lord thanks.
虽然我还做得不好。
Although I still did not do it well.
但是那个存心顺服已经在我的里面。
But the willingness to submit in my heart is already here.
跟弟兄姊妹一起共勉。
And I want to encourage with one another.
弟兄那个交通。
Our brother's fellowship is out of my expectation.
我想我没有时间来解释了。
I think I do not have time to explain.
我们好不好？请低头，最后做个简短的祷告。
Let's bow our head to give thanks to the Lord.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we give you thanks from our heart.
你爱我们每一个人。
You love each one of us.
凡你所拣选回来的人，你都爱我们。
All of those who you choose, you love us.
并且你会爱我们到底。
And you love us to the uttermost.
虽然在过去许多的年日，我们顺服的那样的迟缓。
Although in the past days, we submit so slowly.
但是你从来没有放弃过我们。
But you did not give up on us.
因为你的选召是没有后悔的。
Because your calling is without regret.
这实在是我们极大的福气。
This truly is a great blessing.
我们满心的感谢你。
Our heart is full of thanksgiving for
you. 我们知道在地上我们还有不多的日子可以跟随你。
Lord, we know that on earth we do not have many days to follow you.
你很快就要回来了。
Because you are returning quickly.
让我们能握住这小小的机会。
May we obtain the small opportunities.
接受你在我们身上的工作。
Accept the work that you have on us.
把我们的性格更多的改变。
So that our character can be changed more.
好叫你的形象能在我们的里面更多被显明。
So that your likeness can be manifest in us.
以至于我们在地上的见证能叫人看见主的美丽。
So that on earth our testimony can cause people to see the beauty of the Lord.
主啊，祝福你的教会。
Lord, bless your church.
祝福你的百姓。
Bless your people.
我们在最后这个时候，把心中所有的感谢、赞美、敬拜都归给你。
At this time, we want to give you all the worship and love and thanksgiving.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.